Why does God plant us in churches? It's to afford us that opportunity to work for Him. That's why it's important we meet together as a church so that we receive the blessing. So when the word of God, the rhema, comes like this, the word has come. In the word is the blessing. The moment you receive the word, great grace is imparted for that which must be accomplished. So there is the informative dimension of the Bible and there's the revelatory dimension of the Bible. The revelation shows you what you must do to experience the hand of God. So when the word comes in the revelatory dimension, there is instruction.
Now, your word in season.
Hallelujah. Just for 20 minutes. How would we sync with the heavens? Through praise. Dominion on the earth is man's ordained destiny. So every one of us must have dominion. But how do we command dominion? God's way. I told you last week, we will only have this earthly dominion if by revelation we can sync with the heavens. Last week we saw Nebuchadnezzar, how that he lost sync with the heavens because of pride. He was not humble to give glory to God. He made it look like all the happenings in his life and his dominion was from him. And God abased him. So, settle this in your heart. The heavens do rule. Daniel chapter 4 verse 26. Let's read. Last week we read the whole chapter, but today we pick some portions. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee. After that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. The heavens do rule. The heavens do rule. Settle that in your heart. That the heavens do rule in the kingdom of men. And God, he giveth it to whomsoever he will. Look, God will lift you up. He will give you sure dominion on the earth. In verse 37, he says something. Verse 37. Today my message is very short. Because we have already practiced the message. Wow. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways judgment. And those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. Listen, people of God, true promotion cometh from Jehovah. So you see, to be in sync with the heavens is what guarantees you dominion on the earth. And today, I just want to zoom in into what praise will do for us this year. So right from the beginning to the end, be praiseful. Be praiseful and thankful. Just two scriptures, or maybe three. Psalm 67, verse 1 to 7. It is just seven verses, so I want us to read everything. All glory to God. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Verse 2. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Verse 3. Let thy people praise thee. Oh God, let all the people praise thee. Verse 4. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. Did we just sing?
Yes, sir.
Did we sing for joy?
Yes.
Were we joyful?
Yes.
We are practicing the scripture. Let the people praise thee. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. The next verse. Can we all read it? I want you to also read some. Let the people praise thee. Oh God, let all the people praise thee. After praise, look at what will happen. Verse 6, Then shall the ex yield her increase. Then. So until there's praise, the earth doesn't yield. You see, we are worshippers of Jehovah. So we do things according to Jehovah's principles. You see, somebody from the world having a different ideology, they say, oh, it is not about this. But you that believe in God, he shows us the way. When there is a challenge and you need increase, don't complain. Don't murmur. Rather, praise. He says, when the people have praised, then shall the earth yield her increase. Then look at that. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. No wonder men like David didn't joke with praise. Listen to David. Listen to David, a man who exercised dominion on the earth. He says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. When you are praiseful, dominion is your portion on the earth. I'm talking about children of God. I'm not talking about those that live by different principles. When you are praiseful. This year, let your praise be full. Not half of measure. Praiseful. Is somebody here at all? He says, when the people have prayed, then, when there's a challenge, listen, this year, you want earthly dominance in all areas? Sort everything out with praise. What did I just say? I am already rounding up. Sort everything out with praise. Is it a letter? Put it down. Dance around it. Dance around it in praise. Praising Jehovah. You will be surprised. Listen, he rules in the kingdom of men. If you, let me say this in this person. Can I say it? Honor men. But your lifting is not in the hands of men. Honor men very well. But take note of this. Your lifting is not in the hands of. It is with God. Who rules in the affairs of men. This shouldn't make you proud. Where you go rubbishing men. Yeah, my lifting is not in your hands. It's in God's. You will be grounded. Remember this. Honor men. Don't worship men. Remember, your lifting is not in the hands of them. It's in the hands of God. But men are the hands of God. Yeah? Let me say it again. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Isn't it? So you are a child of God. Just go and build on any land. A chief will come. Say, hey, who can give you that permission to build here? Is the land yours? But the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So as much as your lifting is not in the hands of man, God, men are his hand. That is why we rely on God so that he connects us to the right men he has given help to give us. Did you get what I just said? You see, people who rubbish men, they don't rise. If you don't respect men, you don't honor men. You don't respect and honor men, you won't rise. Because God, he gives what we require to men to give to us. Am I communicating? So the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof. Why can't you just go and build anywhere? The land belongs to another man. It is for God, but he's giving to another. There's nothing on earth that is not in the hand of another man. So God will help us. He will bless us. The earth will yield her increase to us. But what is our responsibility? Praise. Praise. Then you will see that he will arrange your paths. Psalm. Let's read just Psalm 75. So, this year, Make sure you are praiseful. When you are tempted to murmur, catch yourself and correct yourself. When you are tempted to complain, catch yourself. Say, "Eesh." Complain and murmuring, they don't change anything. But when you praise, you have set yourself for dominion, earthly dominion, according to God. I thought Paul and Silas have been arrested. So they should be murmuring. You say, "Jesus, your son and with your prince for you, your protectors. Look at when we are hiding now. Look at when they have put us. Are you a God that protests?" What did they do? At midnight, they praised and thanked God. Then what happened? I thought Daniel should say, "Are you God? You see, you can't even stop the king from throwing me into the lions then. So for your information, he may not stop them from throwing you into the lions then. But if you are thankful and praiseful, you will meet him there." Am I communicating at all? The young men are back from break. After such a dance, in the heat, you need a break. To go ahead. Charlie, what a dance. If these young men can praise God like this and add the knowledge of the word to it, shish. You see, those of you that are very diplomatic when we are praising God, look at David. David could praise God till all his clothes are removing. And he doesn't bother. Until his wife says, look at the disgrace. You know, we still have people like that in this age who say praising God is a disgrace. Look at me. Hey, do you know that woman never gave birth because of that comment? David said, "Hey, I'm praising God." You say, "I'm what? I'm disgracing myself in front of the maids." He said, "I'll have more honor in their sight." He says, "I'm going to be even more vile." That means David said, "Me be Jimmy who feel more." So me said, "Me Jimmy me who more." That's what David said. When it is time to praise God, this your so-called dignity you are holding too much, it can worry you. This your makeup. People of God, if somebody sitting by who looks like she does makeup or he does makeup, look at that. When we are praising God, don't be worried about makeup. Oh. The God who has given you breath, who is responsible for your lifting, you are praising him, you are worried about your makeup. Cap. Hey! May God bless us. Our church, we have air conditions. Amen. We have central, chilling one. Say amen.
Amen.
So that we will solve the makeup problem for people. I think it's only the makeup people that have issues. Because you see, when you make up, then the sweat. Make up, God help us solve the makeup problem for them. But see, when it's time to praise God, forget about yourself and praise him. He says, then shall the earth yield the increase. Wake up in the morning praising him before work, praising before lectures, praising before you do anything. And see the earth yield her increase to you. Psalm 75, last scripture, we close. Did I say three scriptures? Two or three, right? Okay, so this is the second one. From verse 1. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks. Do we give thanks? For that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. It says, do you want to see his wondrous works? Do you want to see how near his name is? Thank him and see. That's what he's saying. Huh? The next verse. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. The next verse. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it. Selah. Another time. I said unto the fools. You see, fools have come there. Fools have come there. Let's read it in NIV. Once fools have come there, let's check who are the fools he's talking about. Because we don't want to be fools. To the arrogant, I say, boast no more. And to the wicked, do not lift up your horns. When it comes to the heavens, humble yourself and thank him and praise him. The next verse. Do not lift up your horns against heaven. So you have horns. Horns is authority, your dignity, whatever. Don't be proud and now do not speak with outstretched neck. Verse 6, I want you to take note of something. No one from the east or the west or from the desert can exalt a man. You didn't hear it. This shouldn't make you proud because he will still use men. But the help comes from him. I don't know if you see the balance. Do you get the balance? The same verse 6, go to King James, then we'll come back to NIV. So the big contract, it's a man that will sign it. But God is the one that will make the man sign it. Are you? And if the man won't sign it, God can kick him out and bring another man that will what? Because God can't sign it. I don't know if what I am saying... Because your promotion, for promotion, cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. Go back to NIV. Verse 6. Verse 6. No one from the east or the west or from the desert can exalt a man. So don't go around disrespecting men and dishonoring men. Honor men, because God will still use man. But he can kick out one man and bring another man. Because he rules in the affairs of the kingdom of men. And he giveth it to whom he would. He wills. Now go to verse 8. Verse 8, please. Go verse 7. But God, who is what? Who judges, he does what? The way you read it, no. Verse 7, go. But it is God who what? Judges. He what? And he does what? God can bring somebody down. It's not the devil, God. And he can also what? May the Lord exalt us this year. You see, earthly dominance is being exalted on the earth. King James. So we are reading NIV, King James, NIV, King James, NIV, King James, King James. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. But what will bring the difference? Those who are praiseful and thankful, he will lift them up. So this year, maybe you say I'm going to say so for Christian, but me pretty short, sir. Maybe if you are thankful and praiseful, he will exalt you. But see, if you go the memory way, I don't know. Now, these things are not well. You see, God said that earthly dominance, but look at March. They will be trifamable. Hey, look, if you go that complaining direction, if it's a job interview, if some money you need, whatever, listen. Be inside and praise God. It's not your voice. Some of you, your voice, when you sing to yourself, you are discouraged. Your own voice discourages you. Don't be discouraged. You are singing to God. And there is no praise without singing. If you didn't sing, you didn't praise. Sing. Tonyum. And I'm obi mwa aneto. Faka ayifasa sidishim. And I'm obi nyum. Then dance in the privacy of your room. Dance, praise God. Then you get out and go and face men. You have already contacted the heavens and you are in sync with the heavens. Earthly dominance is sure. But you see, most of us, we don't spend time with God alone to praise and thank him. We just wake up, do our pons, Were your bones straight? Or your nice whatever? Put perfume. Huh? Perfume doesn't attract money. I know. There are tokens that will say perfume, money, perfume, and all that, right? It's there. That's not today's talk. Then you get up. Say, plus God minus devil. Amen. You can't see dominion like that. Plus God minus devil. Let's go. Some people today forget God, cry until they sit in the car. Say, my mom, pay you. I rather make me show on, sir. Me kwe, ye be biyama me fine. Amen. Look. No, get serious with God. Get serious. Spend quality time with him this year. Don't play games with your praise and your thanksgiving. Spend time with God, and you will surely see he's the God that exalts one and brings down another. But he will lift you up in the name of the Lord Jesus. Have I spoken to you, somebody? Has the Spirit of God touched your heart? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Close your eyes. Let's pray. Close your eyes. Let's pray. I want you to lift up your two hands. As you are seated, just lift your two hands and say, Lord, I thank you. Say, Lord, I praise you. This year, I will not forget to lift up praise, to lift up thanks unto your holy name. Lord, I am conscious that you rule in the affairs of men, and you give it authority, power, dominion to whomever you will. Lord, my eyes are on you. As I praise you and thank you, I am in sync with the heavens, and therefore my dominion on earth is sure in every area of life, in Jesus' name. Lord, our hands are lifted to you. Thank you, Lord. Yebema onkwaji kuru wa so na yabo eradi nidi. Lift up your two hands. Mema nkwaji kuru wa so Yeswe na mabo eradi. Why ye erin sada? Why ye erin sada? Wa mamia minse menyo nyami neni mo nyamo. Why ye erin pa me? Wusa ye yi wose na se o koro koro nyame ye yi odi na wusa ye yi wusa ye yi ei wose na se o koro koro. Wosa ye yi wose na si okoro koro kame ye yi wodi wosa ye yi wose na si okoro koro. Onyame ben no ti so yi. Onyame ben no ti so yi. Abofom pem pem. Ala da baha. Asoro ni asase sori no eh. Onyame ben no ti so yi. Be biara area be shre. Nyame. 2026 Osia toye ah obi ni ho o ti se wo ya mi yesu eju alababa shata. This year may his praise continually be in our mouth. May his praise continually be in our mouth, that indeed we shall see his glory. Oh, Jesus. Body and chassis and the coast every year. When you be bien, you are on you so. If you don't, I come for that. I say, Uyo Yami, Abotina. Na. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Come on, celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you so much.
God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible-believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd's Stream Church, and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by the Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, or podcast edit, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd Stream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages, and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 953 015 or +233 558 863 287. Or visit our international office at Edum, opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.